Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth texted plans to kill a Houthi militant leader in Yemen 2 hours before a military operation that would normally be a closely guarded secret, according to screenshots of a chat released by The Atlantic on Wednesday. The revelation that highly sensitive attack plans were shared on a commercial messaging app, possibly on personal cell phones, has triggered outrage in Washington and calls from Democrats that members of Trump's national security team be fired over the leaks. President Donald Trump's administration has sought to contain the fallout from the revelation that the March 15th chat included The Atlantic's editor-in-chief Jeffrey Goldberg on the encrypted messaging app Signal. Hegseth has repeatedly denied texting war plans, and Trump and his top advisors are saying no classified information was shared, bewildering Democrats and former U.S. officials who regard timing and targeting details as some of the most closely held material ahead of a U.S. military campaign. "I think that it's by the awesome grace of God that we are not mourning dead pilots right now," Democrat Jim Himes of Connecticut said at a hearing of the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. "If Houthi leaders knew a strike was coming, they might have been able to flee, possibly to crowded areas where targeting is more difficult and the number of potential civilian casualties might be deemed too high to proceed." The chat did not appear to include any names or precise locations of Houthi militants being targeted, or to disclose information that could have been used to target U.S. troops carrying out the operation. Pentagon officials aware of the planning believed that information was classified at the time, one U.S. official told Reuters, speaking on condition of anonymity, raising questions over whether, when, and how Hegseth's text messages may have been declassified. It has also renewed scrutiny of Hegseth, who only narrowly won Senate confirmation after a bruising review that raised serious questions about his experience, temperament, and views about women in combat. Goldberg, who had initially declined to publish the chat details, did so on Wednesday. The Atlantic magazine did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the release of the additional messages. Team update. Hegseth's text started with the title Team Update and included these details, according to The Atlantic. Time now, 11:44 et. Weather is favorable. Just confirmed with CENTCOM, we are a GO for mission launch. 12:15 et. F-18s launch, first strike package 1345. Trigger-based F-18 first strike window starts, target terrorist is at his known location so should be on time. Also, strike drones launch, MQ-9s 1410. More F-18s launch, second strike package 1415. Strike drones on target. This is when the first bombs will definitely drop, pending earlier trigger-based targets 1536, F-18 second strike starts. Also, first sea-based Tomahawks launched,